Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
My, hey, hey, it's been a gray and gloomy sort of day. Hey, Eric?
Well, it's Saturday, though.
But it's Saturday night. And where are we?
We're right here in the studio about to embark on another journey with Neil Young.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, the big 2-0. We turned 20 tonight.
Yeah, you got like 20 episodes, Tony, and always challenging. You know, tough to find a cadence or tone when you're talking about a giant like Neil.
We ain't done yet. We might make it to 20. We might make 20. We'll have to see. Give us an hour,
man.
Folks, and see what we do.
Well, it's great to be with you. I'm Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci here.
We love joining you folks every week. We know that the Rust community is very tight. And tight meaning that we all know a little bit about this guy. You know, some of us more than others, but we've all followed the career of Neil Young with attention.
And all different taste levels as well. Some of us are really only always want to hear the horse. Some of us only want to hear the acoustic, the piano-y tunes, the guitar tunes, the banjo, twanging. It's a beautiful combination.
One thing for sure, they don't want to hear us babbling.
And I think we've babbled on. Babbling on to Babylon. What do you say we give
him
a tune?
He performed this tune at Farm Aid one year, Tony, and I think you've seen this.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. The version at Farm Aid where he's playing Old Black alongside the piano. Fantastic. But really, when I hold you in my arms, it's a breath of fresh air.
From Are You Passionate? It's the Neil Young Radio Hour, Thrasher's Wheat.
Program number 20.
When I hold you in my arms, it's a breath of fresh air. When I hold you in my arms, I forget what's out there. All those people with their faces walking up the street. They don't have to say a thing. Just look around and you can see. New buildings going up, old buildings coming down. New signs going up, old signs going down. You gotta hold on to something in this life. something to say. But they better say it fast or get out of the way. All those gangsters with their crimes, they make it look so good. An old neighborhood. New buildings gone up, old buildings gone down. Signs gone up, old signs coming down. You gotta hold on to something in this
trying to ride the hook home. And she feels it slipping through her fingers. As she holds the crown in the palm of her hand. If only someone would believe her. She could sing the words that they could understand. And still they want desperately to love her. As she sings their heartbeat with all her soul. All she needs is the words behind her feeling. She's waiting for the moment to unfold. She's a singer without a song. She's living. A singer without a song, she's living. She's a singer without a song, she's living. Trying to ride the hook home.
A girl hitchhiking with a dog. Fireflies buzzing round her head like candles in the fog. He was 3 miles down the road trying to stay up, but he knew that he couldn't. She was looking for a ride through the night, but out there, who wouldn't? They were bound for glory, bound for living on the edge. They were bound for each other, like two comets heading for a bed. She had a new way of living, new way of looking at life. He had an 84 International and two kids he left back home with his wife.
was tired of writing letters to himself and living in the dark. She was open to suggestions, and some say she had a broken heart. He had everything he wanted till it all turned out to be a job. One fallen asleep trucker and a girl hitchhiking with a dog. They were bound for glory, bound for living on the edge. They were bound for each other like two comets heading for a bed. She had a new way of living, new way of looking at life. He had an 84 International and two kids he left back home with his wife.
Program number 20, Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, and boy, I like a little twang. When Neil gets countrified like that, I feel like a bumpkin, man.
Yeah, you're just waiting for Willie to pop his head in the tune there, but no Willie on this one. Huh?
Boy, you know, I know they cut that tune back in the day together, but boy, that would be a great album to hear him and Willie.
Oh.
Really, to pair those two guys up and do a complete set.
Oh, that would be so beautiful to hear some of the great classics. Some of Willie's catalog, some of Neil's catalog, something brand new. Maybe,
you know, I'm reading an old book back in 85. Willie put out a nice autobiography.
Right.
And, you know, so much similarity. You know, these guys, he had his bus Honeysuckle Rose, man. Well, Neil had Pocahontas.
True.
You know, a little bit of a difference in age. We got a 20-year gap. But
sure.
I think two guys that truly admire what each other has brought to the business and to the world.
Well, you know? both restless, driving forces. Never satisfied to stay where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Nomads,
I like the fact that both of these guys take risks, man. They don't stay in the comfort zone.
Mm.
And to step outside the box, if you will, quote unquote, the box, is integral, is so vital to a musician, right? I mean,
without a doubt. And Willie has carved an amazing career, and of course, as has Neil, doing just that, always being assertive with the music and willing to let the music flow through them and make sometimes very tough choices.
A big Beautiful. Tip of the hat to Thrasher is Thrasher mm-hmm. over at thrashersweet.org, the ultimate Neil Young site.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a big tip of the hat to Thrasher for always, you know, honoring Willie. Thrasher has always posted that Nobel Peace Prize for Willie Nelson.
Oh, absolutely.
Up on his site. And thank you, man.
Well, it's all part of that same community. You know, whether it's something great happening to Graham Nash or Stephen or Crosby or something about the Springfield, it doesn't. We don't say, well, no, that's not Neil. We don't talk about that. No, it's all the family here, man. Hey, well, so we had some great tunes there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we sure did. You know, fantastic stuff off of Old Ways, that last one we just played.
Yeah, Bound for Glory. Beautiful sound there. And my choice in the middle there, Singer Without a Song, captured live off of the current tour that just closed. One of the quiet tunes.
Well, kind of a bizarre point in the show because Neil, during the Alchemy tour, when he played the track, would bring an actress up on the stage.
Yeah.
And she'd act out what he was singing.
Very Greendale-like.
Oh, very much. I that's exactly what it felt like.
And I know we both came to extremely different... I mean, here we are, the three of us, you, me, your brother, and your wife as well, and at that show. And the three of us, the three gentlemen here, all came to a different conclusion with that one. Yeah, you know, my story on that tune, Eric, which you've allowed me to allowing me to share here with the folks, you know, it moved me in a different direction than you and Dave, your brother. In that this song, I felt in my heart the story really very much like my own daughter, the age of 15, a musician of incredible talent, but who still hiding a lot of it in her room, keeping it closed, keeping it very close to her heart, very secret in those tender teenage years. You know how tough they can be for some folks to really let it out. And as I watched the thing going on the stage with that young lady walking back and forth, I could see and feel that pensiveness of my daughter, knowing that there's a lot that she has in her heart that she wants to say and maybe even sing, not ready to let us see it yet. So I really I love that beautiful tune, Neil, from you. Hey, jazz has been something that, boy, brother, we've gotten deeply into in the last 6 years of WBKM's history. This is about as jazzy as you get from Neil, and it's a beauty. It's called One Thing from Neil and the Blue Notes, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Tell you one thing, you don't listen. When I try to tell you one thing, you don't care. I think we're headed for a heartache. That's my suspicion. I think we're headed for a heartache. That's how I feel. And I don't want
silent treatment, and I don't need to feel a chill.
Straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and things are pretty quiet out there in the fields this week as we kick off 2013 here, a new year. Things are fairly quiet on the Neil Young front, certainly comparatively speaking to 2012. But, you know, looking back in time, sometimes when things go real quiet on the Shaky Pictures Neil Young front, good things are going on behind the scenes. So just because it's quiet doesn't mean that that the crew is not active. 2 years ago, it turned out that we had a long silent period, roughly about this time of year, and we subsequently learned that Neil was writing Waging Heavy Peace. And then last year, during this quiet time, turned out that Neil Young was recording with Crazy Horse. So some big news has come out of these quiet periods, and we'll just have to see what the news is that comes out of this quiet period, or whether there is any news, whether, you know, Neil's writing another book or making another movie or working on Link Volt or recording an album or who knows what. So hopefully something good. Otherwise, back on the Thrasher's Wheat news blog, we've had an opportunity to kind of catch up on some things. We like to take advantage of these quiet periods and sort of dig through some stuff from the past, take our little journey through the past and see what we come up with. And we've had some pretty cool things go up over the past week or so that were kind of fun. We did something, you know, looking back at the trans period and some of the videos from that time period, 1982, the Berlin video, and that was kind of fun, brought back some memories, some comments, some photos from the period. Had a chance to look back at some of the tour, some of the concert reviews. Had a sort of a tie-in with Leonard Cohen and Neil Young and North American singer-songwriters. Had a look at the Stephen Stills, Neil Young, Stills Young tour from 76. That was kind of fun, backstage insight from one of the Philly Spectrum road crew guys. So that was kind of interesting. And then there was an interview with Gary Burden. He is the album artist designer for Neil Young, as well as a bunch of other famous album covers. And there was an exclusive interview over on Human Highway with Gary. So check that out. We've got all the links and the videos and the photos and reviews and all that good stuff over at thrashersweek.org. And we'll just wrap up here saying the podcast for this week is going to be linked over on the right-hand sidebar. You can search on the word podcast and find it and link to it and listen to it and download it and rip it and burn it and whatever else you'd like to do with it. So with that, we'll send it back over to the studio, Tony and Eric up at WBKM in Burlington, Vermont, where they are always rocking in the free world.
All right, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour back with you after a nice news segment there. Fresh wheat from Thrasher. Looks like in the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. They got oranges ripening, are starting to grow down in the southeast, and some of those Florida strawberries are starting to make their way up north. So once again, we bring it on down, and less wheat than there was, and no chaff at all. Ready for a new season. Thanks, Thrasher, for laying down some news today in 2013 here. 12th day of January. Well, we've got one more piece here. And again, my brother in arms here, Eric, is going to let me introduce this piece. Because today, well, a sad day in my family's lifetime. As a good friend of my wife's and a acquaintance, well, more than an acquaintance to myself through my wife, but a woman who worked selflessly for many, many years as a nurse with my wife, fighting for the last few years a battle with cancer, which ultimately took her life at the end of last week, and we went to her memorial service today. And you know that that sort of reflection causes that sort of time causes reflection, I guess I should say. And hats off to you, Dorothy, known as Dottie, for the love and the kindness that you showed my family in the birth of our first son together that my wife and I had. And this is a woman, folks, that didn't just help out in the hospital in her job as a nurse. No, man, she came over and cleaned our floors. She came over and made dinners for us. She came over and gave my wife time to get away from the demands of the baby for a little bit and get some very much needed rest. That's what you call a friend. Never asked for anything. Never made a big deal of it. But would just show up, ready to work, rolling up her sleeves. For the last year and a half, riding a bicycle to work every day to keep herself in a good mental place as illness ravaged through her body. To herself, her family, her friends, her co-workers, I dedicate this last tune. It's times like these that cause you to think backwards to better times, to other times, so that you can position yourself for the road ahead. To Dottie's husband and children, let's think about a little. Drifting back, a long tune here from Neil that'll conclude tonight's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. We hope that you're in good space and good health this evening. Take care of the ones you love. And love the ones you're with. WBKM, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
I got my mantra. Gave them 35 bucks now. Gave it to the Maharishi. It went to the organization. Excuse my religion. Dreaming about the way things feel now. Write it in. We'll be right back.
drifting back. I'm drifting back. You only get 5%. You used to get it all. You used to get it all. Blocking out my anger, blocking out my thoughts, blocking out my anger now, blocking out my thoughts.
get a hip-hop haircut.